Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody ever asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, we'll be talking about how I learned to enjoy pickled onion monster munch. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode. Today, you'll find it at danq.link/munch. How I learned to enjoy pickled onion monster munch. Right in time for International Crisp Sandwich Day tomorrow, otherwise known as St. Crispin's Day, I have taught myself to enjoy pickled onion monster munch. Now, you might reasonably have assumed that I already enjoyed pickled onion crisps. After all, I not only enjoy actual pickled onions, but also the far more acquired taste of pickled eggs. In my house, there is a need for somebody, anybody, to eat pickled onion monster munch, because we have a bit of an oversupply. In order to reliably get both of the other flavours that people in my house like, that is, roast beef and flamin' hot, we end up buying multi-packs that also contain pickled onion flavour, and those unwanted extras pile up in the snack cupboard until we happen to have a house guest that we can palm them off onto. I'm aware that there are multi-packs available of individual flavours, but none of our local supermarkets seem to stock multi-packs of Flaming Hot, which is, objectively, the best flavour of Monster Munch, and anyone who claims otherwise is wrong. My entire life, I've claimed not to like pickled onion flavour crisps. Now, as a kid, I was very picky. I would only eat salt and vinegar and ready salted flavours. I eventually expanded my palate into the meaty flavours like chicken and roast beef, although never, absolutely never, prawn cocktail. Later, I would come to enjoy cheese and onion and variants thereof, and it's from this that I realise that I'm probably being at least somewhat irrational. Because if you think about it, suppose you want to make a pickled onion flavour crisp, what flavouring ingredients are you going to use? It turns out that most crisp manufacturers use a particular mixture of A, the ingredient that makes salt and vinegar crisps taste vinegary, and B, the ingredient that makes cheese and onion crisps taste oniony. In other words, 1, I like pickled onions. 2, I like salt and vinegar crisps, which includes an ingredient to make them taste vinegary. 3, I like cheese and onion crisps, which include an ingredient to make them taste oniony. Therefore, I ought to like pickled onion crisps, which use those same two ingredients to try to emulate another food that I also like. Maybe that deliberate and conscious thought process I just went through is all I need. Maybe that's it, and having gone through the reasoning, I will now like pickled onion crisps. Conveniently, I have a cupboard in my kitchen containing approximately 1 billion packets of pickled onion monster munch, so let's try it out. This is riveting podcasting, isn't it? It turns out they're okay. Yeah, that's okay. They're not going to dethrone either of the other two flavours of Monster Munch that we routinely restock on, but at least now I'm in a position where I can do something about our oversupply. And all it took was me stopping to think rationally about it. If only everything was so simple. Once again, this episode was based on a blog post, which you can find at danq.link/munch. If you've enjoyed today's episode, go there and leave me a comment or drop me an email on podcast@danq.me. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much. I'm going to finish these now.